Well, yes, it shows you how the reality on the and to say what happened in Belfast was very shocking, and it shows that what is happening and what is going on, and that the threat level against our colleagues in the north is severe. The northwest is recognised as a pocket of dissident republicanism, and indeed, only in recent years we saw that whenever these people were disturbed in an attempt to kill police officers in Derry, they came south of the border and they were intercepted by the Gardaí. But now we have a situation where, and I don't want to name the areas, but I think one of them is well known, Gardaí operating in two areas along the border have been told that the patrol cars of the particular service won't be replaced in the near future, and there's another one about to go out of life, if not has gone out of life in recent days or weeks. So it's just, it's hard to marry the two concepts. We're told about all this cooperation, we're told about cross-border, the importance of cross-border policing and a presence, and our members, as I've said to you, we were short on numbers, and now we're back to where we were during the recession with the shortage of cars. It defies belief, and we don't really understand how anyone who's managing a fleet, with no planning, you know, these vehicles, there is a set policy in the Gardaí Corner where they're taking in service at 300,000 kilometres, but is there no planning? It seems to be a lottery as to whether you get a replacement or not. It's just, it flies in the face of saying that we can provide an effective presence along the border, particularly given what seems to be a possible escalation in the threat.
Do you think that certain bodies are trying to get out there that there are unprecedented resources for the Gardaí, but yet and all that doesn't seem to be the case?
Well, yes. I mean, look, at every level in politics, from the minister up to the Taoiseach, has been saying in recent times that there's unprecedented resources to being given to the guards. In fairness to politicians, there possibly is unprecedented resources, but how it's been managed and how it's been spent is really of concern to our members. The front line, we always feel, should be where everything should be, the focus should be, and here we have front line policing. And again, this isn't just about cross-border policing. This is the people of Donegal having guards available to respond to 999 calls. Now, thankfully, we're seeing with the start of what commencement recruitment happening more, Donegal is starting to receive a few recruits and the numbers are starting to rise. But now we have the farcical situation where we've more people and we've no cars from to go out and patrol. In Donegal, there's only so much you can do about beats. It is large, spread out terrain. You need to be mobile. And of course, we're told about smart policing. Whenever stations were closed, we'd have a highly mobile police force using the best technology and the best vehicles, and we don't even have vehicles. It's bordering on farce, and it certainly is in complete contradiction to the spin and the PR that we're hearing about investment in the guards and our ability to respond and the investment in technology and equipment.